And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
What a difference a day made.
24 little hours.
24 little hours.
Yep. What a difference it makes, huh?
The sun and the flowers.
Well, I'm having a good time today. I'm not going to overamp this one. We got to be careful of the righteous indignation from the right. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are four people dead from the left. And you know, and I know, no one's going to jail. You and I know that no one's losing their job. You and I both know this is not Watergate. It's far worse than Watergate. After all, with Watergate, no one died. But to liberals, what's four deaths? They whack a nation, so what's the difference if four people die? They whacked Serbia, so what's the difference if four people die to them? So let's watch the righteous indignation. I mean, let's try to get at the truth, which we all know is there. This is a cover-up. Far bigger cover-up than Watergate, where no one died. But because the left-wing illegitimate media refuses to put things in context, we have to do it for ourselves. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Benghazi Gate edition of The Savage Nation. If you care to comment on this scandal, the phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. You've heard everything today. You heard every possible opinion except what you're about to hear. And that is this. Did the Obama administration sacrifice Ambassador Stevens? In other words, we know that it was not over a videotape that was produced by someone. That's the big lie of Hillary. We know that. And that's why Susan Rice Aroney is on a trolley car somewhere in San Francisco instead of our Secretary of State. That's why Susan Rice Aroney was given the one-way ticket to Palookaville. Because she lied and she got caught with that. So they threw her to the wolves. But did they throw Ambassador Stevens to the wolves? And if so, why would they do that? Now, we know he was knowingly transferring weapons from Libya to Syrian rebels. Did I make that up? Is that a right-wing conspiracy? Well, it was in the New York Times. Oh, yeah. You missed that story? Yeah, it was written by the New York Times. The right-wing New York Times said arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. It was written by C.J. Chivers and Eric Schmidt, and I want to thank my good friend Art Moore at WorldNet Daily for sending that to me today because I asked about this. The airlift of weapons from Libya to the Syrian rebels, who we now know are al-Qaeda, was being handled by Ambassador Stevens. He was knowingly, he was sent there. He was sent there for numerous reasons, one of which we know was to transfer weapons out of Libya into the hands of the rebels in Syria. Okay? And it continued intermittently over a long period of time with the help from the CIA and Arab governments and Turkey, by the way, who are all sending money, weapons, to arms and equipment for the uprising against President al-Assad. Yes. Okay. So that's a given. All right. We all agree on that. That Stevens was there transferring weapons to the Syrian rebels. Now, what I'm about to ask is simply a suppositional question. Did they terminate Stevens to cover this up? In other words, did they let him die knowing that he would know what was going on and they didn't think it was good for the world to really hear the ins and outs of it? And did they whack him as you would? See, I watch too much television, I admit. I'm a student of gangster movies. I admit that. I admit that I write suspense novels, and I admit that I have a too fertile imagination, which is a danger in a fake democracy. Fake imaginations are very popular amongst Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. If you have an imagination that runs within the parameters of the square world that Spielberg lives in, you go to the head of the class and get invited to the White House. If, on the other hand, your imagination tends to roam outside the square box of Spielberg, you put yourself in a lot of hot water. But at this point, although I don't like the heat, I can handle it. So I'm asking you again. I watch too many gangster movies, and I noticed that if someone is sent to do some dirty work for a gang, they usually terminate him after he does the dirty work, so there's no link back to those who gave the orders. I guess I've watched too many editions of The Sopranos. They send someone to do some, you know, bad thing, and then they whack him. I mean, this is how it would be done in a novel, not in real in the real world. It's not done in the real world. This would never be done by legitimate people wearing suits and ties. It would never be done by people who don't have vowels after their last name. You understand that. It couldn't happen. Anyone whose name ends in a diphthong could never order such a thing. I mean, if it ended in a vowel, maybe. A-E-I-O-U, then perhaps you could expect that would happen, but not if it ends, you know, in something like an N, right? I mean, it couldn't happen. Does it make a difference to you and why? Did they terminate Ambassador Stevens? Will Hillary and Obama be able to free themselves from their lies? I actually think, we'll start with the last question first. I think Hillary and Obama will be able to free themselves from their lies. There'll be no ramifications. It will be forgotten because there is such a blasé state of mind in America amongst the non-taxpayers and amongst the government workers and certainly amongst the stenographers who call themselves whatever, media, I don't know what they call them, reporters, you know. Now, it's interesting to me. I've been following the Jody Arias trial to do a jump skip. It's interesting to me that the verdict came down the same day that the verdict came down on Hillary Clinton. Isn't that odd? You wouldn't say that the Jody Arias verdict came down at an odd time, the same day that this came down? Tell me what the average Obama voter is paying attention to today, Jody Arias or Hillary Clinton? So do I have to answer that question for you? Of course you know the answer. There are so many things in this country that seem to happen not by chance, that I have to ask that question. If you care to comment on these topics, the phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. We're asking two questions, and I guess you have to answer these. Aaron Klein has written some very important articles on this. Hillary perjured herself on Benghazi. More of her testimony called into question. And then there was the Hillary Clinton snagged in Benghazi cover-up. I think that's the latest one on WorldNet Daily. I think that's the latest one. As media report, President of the U.S. played a central role in arming Syrian rebels. We said that, arming Syrian rebels, right? New questions now emerge about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's involvement in a controversial scheme. The questions prompt a second look at the perplexing security decision, blah, blah, blah. So Hillary was arming the rebels in Syria with weapons from Libya. She armed the Islamists in Egypt. She armed the Islamists in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. What is she up to? What is she doing and why is she doing it? Why is Hillary Clinton arming Islamists and overthrowing Stalinists? Now, I don't like Stalinists, but on the other hand, sometimes you have to take a make a choice between one devil and the other. I believe we can do business with Stalinists since we have most of them in the Democrat Party. It's like cures like. The Democrat Party consists of Stalinists, so at least we can get along with other Stalinists because they understand how they operate. So far as I know, we don't have too many Islamists yet in the Democrat Party, although I predict that will soon change. Expect headscarves and burkas on the part of the Democrat senators and congresswomen. I wouldn't be surprised within a year or two they'll start dressed. They should have dressed in them a long time ago, by the way. Take a look at half of them. They look better in a burka. I'm not trying to turn it into a Catskill Mountain show, but I will if I have to. Kill me, give me freedom, says Jody Arias. Oh, she's the victim again. Shot the guy, cut his throat, and stabbed him around 25 times. She's the victim. Now, you want to talk about that? Don't call me on that yet. Give me about 30 minutes on something more important. What difference does it make? What a difference a day makes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It makes a difference to those of us who pay taxes. It certainly doesn't make a difference to those who were eating their McDonald's while women were being raped for 10 years across the street and they knew nothing about it. They don't even know what we're talking about. If you say Benghazi to them, they think it's a liniment for muscle aches called Bengay. They have no idea what Benghazi is. They don't watch World War II movies about the desert fox. What Benghazi? They think it's a liniment for an aching muscle. So I could see already we're in trouble here because no one cares. You don't care about it. I'll move on. I'll give you a recipe for cardiology if you wish. I know you care. And the fact of the matter is I'm asking you a question. And the main question is simple. Do you think they terminated Ambassador Stevens? They let him die. They threw him to the wolves. And why would they do that? In other words, we all know that he was transferring weapons from Libya to Syria. That's a given. The New York Times even reported it. I read you that report. But what might he have known that they didn't want to come out should testimony be required of Ambassador Stevens? I mean, you want to replay this another way. Okay, the embassy is raided, and by some miracle, Stevens survives. And then there's a hearing about what happened to security, and they bring him before Congress. And would he engage in the truth? I don't know. I don't know the man. God rest his soul. By the way, weren't there reports he was sodomized by the Islamists? That came out. Remember right after the death, he was dragged to the street and raped by the sensitive Islamists? Remember that was quickly covered up by the media? They said, wait a minute, that doesn't sound too good. Let's make sure we don't hear that. Remember that came out initially? Okay, we'll start in with the first caller now out of Jacksonville, Florida on WBOB. Jeff, welcome to the one and only Savage Nation.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I totally think that they left him out to dry. Stevens had a lot of relations with Israel, and I think that he knew something that he shouldn't have known, and that was their way of just putting him down.
So what, Israel now is responsible? It all comes back to the Jews?
Well, no, it comes back to America and the relations with Israel, and you can't really say Israel and the Jews.
But wait, what does Israel have to do with Benghazi? I'm not following you. I don't understand. In other words, you can make one size fits all if you wish and blame everything on Zionists and Zog. I mean, but let's not be crazy here. There's nothing to do with Zionists.
It has to do with...
I understand. You're calling from Jacksonville. That's the kind of call I would expect. That's all. Everything is... It's unbelievable. If you said there was a poison salami in China that poisoned children in a nurse in an elementary school, they would say the Zionists made the salami. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
KSMO traffic, still major problems in Marin County, southbound 101 Blythedale. We've got a crash, two right lanes blocked, traffic backed up from Highway 580 in San Rafael, northbound 101 backed up into Sausalito. Still slow in San Francisco, upper deck of the Bay Bridge, heavy from the S-curve to 101, northbound 101, slow 280 onto the lower deck. It's also pretty heavy getting through the South Bay, southbound 101 from Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. An accident there. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Never bet on a horse named Trump. tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool? For special power supplies to protect them from surges? For cables? For backup disks? For IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and start using their secure, professionally managed data center today. You'll not only stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable, low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security and support 24/7, and 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
On the next morning show, everything from Benghazi to your favorite craft beer. It's Thirsty Thursday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
What a difference a day made. 24
This song goes out to my good friend Hillary Clinton.
What?
She'll be president anyway. I mean, they're bringing in enough illegal aliens to keep her in office for 130 years. After she gets through it, Bill Clinton will have a transplant, a heart transplant. He'll be president again. You think you live in a participatory democracy? Yeah. Look, you know, here's my problem. My problem is I see all. Now, I don't say that everything I see is correct. Only about 99.9%. Remember I talked about Cleveland yesterday and I said there's something fishy about the story? With the hero, the Cleveland hero, who said, I'm eating my McDonald's, and I hear this white making noise, and I kicked in the door. All right. Came out, Cleveland hero was a repeat domestic abuser. Batted his wife, did prison time for three. That's what we know today about the hero. The media, oh, look at that, a hero. Obama voter. Food stamps, McDonald's, but he's a hero. Save the girls. Give me two more days. The headlines will read that the neighbors were all in on the girls in the chains. I mean, he was barbecuing with the guys who did it. And I'm supposed to believe it's the first time he heard someone screaming. That was common sense yesterday. So now let's jump skip together to Benghazi and try to smell the picture. A, it's bigger than Watergate where nobody died. Yes, there is a cover-up, too. Number three, there's good evidence that Stevens was let to die. He was thrown to the wolves. They had the calls. They had the assets in place. As far as I remember reading at the time, they had assets in Italy, I believe in Sicily, or Corsica, if I remember correctly, ready to fly. They could have been there in 6 to 8 hours. They were calling for air support, and they didn't get it. They were told to stand down. Now, who told them to stand down? Well, excuse me, it was the commander-in-chief, wouldn't it be? I mean, he took credit for killing Osama bin Laden. Give credit where credit is due. As commander-in-chief, he said yesterday, I follow through on what I say I'm going to do.
So we have to assume that the commander-in-chief is the one who gave the order to stand down. That's all. They were asked. They were screaming, please help me. And he was busy with whatever. Or, hey, let's not watch The Sopranos too many times on the repeat channel. You know, the sporting goods analogy keeps getting to me where they empty out the store and sell off the credit. And then they send someone out to do some dirty work. The next scene, the guy who did the dirty work gets taken out. So there's no trail that leads. You know, this is how I would write it in a novel. Unfortunately, you don't read my novel, so I can't help you. So, you know, there's a lot of, it's never going to happen. Not when you have a Stalinist press. Stenographers, what press? Right? The word press has no meaning. There is no press anymore. The only thing left in a press is a plant press. A Peking duck gets pressed. That's about it. Press. Yeah, I'm Tom Brokaw. Why did they kill Stevens? Cindy on KSFO, thanks for calling. The women are on to this. The men are asleep at the switch. Cindy, why did they knock off Stevens?
Yeah, you asked if we cared. Does anyone care about poor Ambassador Stevens? Yes. Hell yes, we care. I care. My husband cares. Everybody I know cares. And no one believes that he wasn't killed on purpose. We all think it's a cover-up. But the point is, we don't count, you know?
Well, wait, hold on now. Why do you think they would have let him die, that they would let the ambassador, the embassy be overrun? Why did they want him gone?
Because whatever they were doing was so illegal with the guns or whatever. And the thing is, we hope...
Okay, so the gun running, which was reported in the New York Times, I have to keep repeating, we're not making this up. I realize many of you are brain dead and don't understand that I build much of my evidentiary statements upon evidence. Eric Schmidt, a big wig at the New York Times, a very big wig. Think of a big wig, very high wig. Think of a very big Tory from 1843. Arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. This is right out of the Contra hearings. It's the same exact thing, only the Democrats are doing. Remember what happened when the guns were being run by the Republicans? The Contra thing. How many people lost their jobs and went to jail over that? So now we have a very similar story here to the Contra deal, right or wrong? Only I could remember Contras. And I'm not trying to be contrary by bringing up the Contras. I'm not trying to be contrary to bringing up the, but there's an analogy to the Contras and people went to jail. Only here people died and no one's going to go to jail. Instead, they're going to be invited to see Beyonce at the White House. I'm surprised Obama isn't having a party tonight.
Savage.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in that bill.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox on Talk 560 KSFO with a look at traffic. Marin County still a mess. Southbound 101 Blethdale Drive. A couple of right lanes blocked there. Traffic backed up before Highway 580 in San Rafael. Northbound backing up almost now to the north end of the Golden Gate Bridge. Westbound 80 Gilman and Berkeley have a stall. Second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic slow both directions, really, between University and the Mays on Highway 80. Still slow out of San Francisco. Northbound 101 to the lower deck from 280 and on all the city street approaches. South Bay southbound 280 slow. Page Mill Road down to Magdalena. Southbound 101 slow. 237 to Brokaw. Earlier crash there. Clear to the side. Heavy up the peninsula. Northbound 101 Redwood City into Belmont. I'm Dave Fouks, KSFO.
A mother's job is never complete. Show mom how much you appreciate her with a relaxing cruise on the bay. Feast on a gourmet brunch with free-flowing champagne, with spectacular views of the city from the water. For reservations, go to hornblower.com.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers outdoor makeover for completion by Memorial Day, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit, pay no interest for 18 months.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Did not help, but think about something that I said very recently, well, 2 years ago now, in a eulogy for a relative. I said death is a part of life. But
oh, that's brilliant.
So often, I got it.
There's a cover-up. Death is a part of life. Life. Well, there's the answer. That's Elijah Cummings, a sterling example of humanity, saying that death is a part of life, therefore pay no attention to it. That's of great comfort to the parents of Ambassador Stevens and the military personnel who died and the other staffers. You know, death is a part of life. Hey, what the heck? You know, suck it up, buddy.
What difference at this point does it make?
Right, right. It's just buzzard food. I mean, suck it up, buddy. You're working for the gov. I mean, you're overseas. You had your fun. If you don't want to, you know, do the time, don't do the crime. I mean, what can I say? By the way, here's the one question of the day. Who is the commander-in-chief of the United States of America? It's not Hillary Clinton. It's Barack Obama. He told us yesterday when he warned people in the Middle East when they were complaining he didn't do anything in Syria, which I agree with, by the way. He said, hey, I think people know that I do what I say. I'm the commander-in-chief who knocked out Osama bin Laden. So hail to the chief. But where was the commander-in-chief in all of this? Where was he? He wasn't around when the calls were coming in for air cover, sending SEALs, sending a Delta Force, sending anything. Where was he? Where was Obama that night? What are the White House logs have to be looked at? Where was he? Commander-in-chief? Someone would have gone to him and said, hey, man, there's a problem over there. Forget, what are you going to say? Forget about it? So where was the commander-in-chief is the question. What are they asking stupid questions about everybody? Every idiot there. What is the difference what this one says, that one says? The one question is, where was the commander-in-chief? Maybe he wasn't around. He could have been busy raising money. He could have been on an overseas mission, a vacation. He could have been taking instructions from Harvey Weinstein about how to comport himself. I don't know where he was, but where was he? Delaware, John, welcome to the Savage Nation. Do you think did they threw him to the wolves? Let's put it that way.
No. And I care, Michael, I want to tell you, I care. Chalk me up in the I care column. I think that brings it up to about 7. There's me, you, and the 2 witnesses, 2 senators, and the lady that called before the break. So that's 7.
7 who do care. 7 Americans who do care. But certainly not the people who are eating their McDonald's and getting a food stamp.
Absolutely not. And 20 people or so know, but of course, what does it matter at this point? But the point
That's right. Where there is no righteousness, be a righteous man. That's the statement out of the Bible.
That's exactly right. And listen, I like your analogy with the Sopranos, and to take that, if Obama's Tony Soprano, no, he didn't put a hit out on this guy. He was just a capo doing his job. As a matter of fact, the guys that killed him were going to get the guns anyway. They just didn't really know that. But
So why did they let him die?
Well, they didn't actually put the hit out on him. But when things started going bad, they had to let him go because it would get too sticky and politically and for what was going on. If your theory is right about the guns, they had to.
No, wait a minute. It's not my theory. I want to reiterate. It is not Michael's theory about guns going from Syria. From Libya to Syria. This is stated in the Holy Grail, the New York Times, by Eric Schmidt. And I'll read it. Arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. It's in the New York Times at the time that the cargo flights were flying in from Libya over to Syria. So I'm not making that up.
No, you're not. That's absolutely true. And he was doing the bidding of the establishment or the administration.
What is an ambassador? Let's start with what an ambassador does. He's a representative of the U.S. government. In essence, he does what the government tells him to do. They're not independent thinkers. They're largely academics who get lucky or whatever, and they get appointed, or if they buy their position, they get appointed for the social elements. But a guy like him was probably a lifer, probably a very good lifer, and he did what he was told to do. So what was he told to do? He was told, get the weapons out of the hands of those in Libya and send them to Syria, because we see an emerging threat in Syria. We want them on the side against Assad. Okay, so that's a given. Now, he was deeply involved in that. So why did they let him die?
That's a good question. Why would they not go to his rescue when they obviously could? Why would Obama go a denial, just put himself out of the way of danger of knowing anything about it and getting on with his business the next day? He certainly just made sure that he could say, I didn't know anything about it.
I'm going to say something that, again, a novelist would say this, not me. So think of it only as a man with a too vivid imagination, which, as you well know, is a grave threat to the social order in every society, especially one as dictatorial as ours has become under Obama. Do you think there's a possibility that Libya had chemical weapons and Stevens was transferring them to the rebels?
That's absolutely a possibility.
So, in other words, there could have been a dual reason here, and one of the reasons, which may have been, by the way, wise on the part of the Obama administration, let's not make everything as evil as it appears. That's too easy to do with these people, given their track record. But let's say they were afraid that let's assume there were chemical weapons in Gaddafi's hands, just for a moment, a small supply, whatever. And they saw the country falling apart. They were terrified that these chemical weapons would fall into the hands of the Islamists who were swarming into Libya, right? So they wanted them out of there. They didn't know who to send them to. So they sent them, they were going to send them to the rebels in Syria, thinking that they would be less of a threat than the rebels in Libya. Maybe at that time there wasn't the big al-Qaeda presence in the rebellion. I don't know. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely.
So should I be condemned for asking the question in a free society?
No, because it's all clandestine what they're doing and Madam Clinton getting involved over there and what alliances they're making.
And by the way, I like the CIA. I'm one of the few people in America who likes the CIA because I value my life. So I'm a big supporter of the CIA. Whatever they do is good. I hope you understand when I say things with tongue and eye. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Where was the commander-in-chief at the time of these happenings? He took credit, rightly so, for issuing the order. I've seen one every night that I turn on the TV on the upper channels. There's Obama sitting there in the command position. All right, go get him. Even though he came and looked like a child after it was all over with Osama bin Laden. The chair was empty till they brought him in. They found him somewhere and brought him in, sat him down for the picture. I don't think he did it. I think the generals did it. Then they brought him in and he sat there. He looked shocked, like in a jumpsuit. But then they made a whole movie out of it. All right, I suspect we have to. Suddenly he was General MacArthur. From the streets of Chicago, he was General MacArthur already. All right, so give him credit. He got Osama bin Laden. He's commander-in-chief. Well, I mean, it's just pluses and minuses. You lose some and you win some. I think that he made a mistake here. So at least he should admit it. See, I think that he should get in front of this now. He'll never do it. It's not in his nature, in my opinion. I think the smart thing for him to do to maintain his credibility would be to come out and say, I've watched these hearings. I am deeply disturbed by what appears to be a cover-up by some people in the administration. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but I want you to know that I was not involved in this directly because at that time I was out to dinner with Harvey Weinstein planning a movie about my life. Whatever. But he has to come out now and say he had nothing to do with it. He can't just hide. He cannot hide in his. See, he's going to make a mistake now. He's going to do a Nixon. He's going to do a Nixon, and he's going to say, if I don't say anything, this will blow over because most Americans have a short attention span. Let's see. We just had the trial for Jody Arias. We made sure that the judgment came in on the same day. How'd that happen? I'm very suspicious about that. I was watching the trial. The same moment that Benghazi gate gets blown up, Jody Arias's verdict gets read? It can't be. It's impossible. They couldn't get to the jurors. It's impossible. They'll come up with it. So that's, come on, that's crazy. That's truly coincidental. That's synergy. I mean, that's impossible that they got to the jurors and said, come up with it. So let's not be crazy altogether here. But it's amazing when you think about it. What a story that is, and it's going to wipe this away in the minds of the Obamaites. They're going to say, look, most of our voters are going to pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, the McDonald's eaters, the Oprah watchers are going to. So they're not going to pay any attention to Benghazi Gate. But those of us who are conscious and pay taxes, I would say anybody who went past the seventh grade, who has the mildest curiosity about their government at work, is going to say, what is this thing with Benghazi? You know, what is it all about? Well, let's see, four people died. The story is this. They were calling for help. They were begging for help. They weren't given the help. Somebody in the Obama administration said, no, we're not sending the Delta Force, who could have come in there and rescued them and easily fought off the so-called rebels. They could have beaten them back with a gunship. You know, the little we know about it. You know what a gunship could have done to the rebels surrounding that embassy? It could have wiped them off the planet. And then they could have rappelled down and got them out of there. They've done it before. Why didn't they do it? If the Israelis could have rescued people at Entebbe surrounded by an army, how could they not have saved these people? So, okay, so they let him die. Or they just blew it. That's all. They didn't let him die. They didn't act. They freaked out and didn't act. Whatever the reason is, there's a problem here for the administration. And even the reasonably dumb people, and I say reasonably dumb, people are going to ask something's wrong. And they don't like people to cover up. Let's be very clear. I mean, the most important thing to remember is even the dumb voter, even Dumbo the elephant, and I love elephants, by the way. If I were a Hindu, I would worship the elephant god. I was thinking about that in my sleep. I think that if God were an animal, he'd be an elephant. I had a vision on that last night, actually, because I love elephants. But the thing is this. If there's a Hindu in the audience, what's the god of elephants called? I'm positive. I look at their eyes. I know there's some being in there. But, okay, is this going to be something that blows over? Is it going to blow over? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that they know Obama lied to them. I think they know Hillary Clinton's covered this up and lied. And I think that if you just go back to Monica Lewinsky, when Bill Clinton lied, I did not have sex with that woman, his ratings dropped 20 points. So now here's the difference, though. Hillary did not come out and say, I did not have whatever with that rebel. I did not have whatever. Obama said nothing about Benghazi, did he? Did he say anything on this? Neil, did we have anything on Obama on this? I don't recall. So Obama and Hillary Clinton, did they say anything? Well, yes. Hillary lied when she said the attacks on our consulate in Benghazi were a result of the video game gone viral. They made up the video game. So everyone knows there was a lie there. So she could be damaged for quite a while. But what about the president? Was he involved? What about his future politics here? Are they really going to stick to the idea that they didn't know what was going on, that their underlings in a time like this wouldn't call in an emergency call, 911, our embassy's on fire? I don't believe that's true. And I believe that even the McDonald's eaters out there, even those who have high gluten, high fat, high salt, high butter diets, and such, even they are going to ask these questions. I believe that if President Obama wants to retain his credibility, and I'm not trying to be an advisor, I'm an independent observer, and we're just talking about the whole subject here. Nixon got trapped in Watergate. Reagan got trapped in Iran-Contra. Clinton got trapped in Lewinsky's skirt. Bush got trapped in Iraq with the WMDs. Okay, I mean, let's lay it on the line here. Do you think that this is equivalent? I believe it may be. And on that positive note, ladies and gentlemen, although I am not Tom Brokaw, I am Michael Savage, and I'll be back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
Here's a vote. Traffic, Marin County, southbound 101, Tiburon Boulevard. That crash finally cleared. Traffic recovering southbound. Northbound still slow and go out of Sausalito. Heavy traffic eastbound 37, Petaluma River Bridge towards Highway 121. On the peninsula, northbound 101, 3rd Avenue, San Mateo crash cleared from the lanes now, but traffic solid back from Woodside Road. And in the South Bay, southbound 101, Brokaw, that accident off to the right shoulder. Traffic slow still from Highway 237. I'm Dave Houch, KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Save your furniture and your sanity. Your kids will have a blast at Rock and Jump Indoor Trampoline Park. Bounce half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
On the next morning show, everything from Benghazi to your favorite craft beer. It's Thirsty Thursday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah, the girls having a laugh after they executed Gaddafi. That was a head of state. No trial. Play it again so they get a kind of a flavor of the day. Go ahead.
We came, we saw, he died.
You hear the girls having a good time, huh? Not nice, huh? See, when we heard about the Year of the Woman back in 94, we were told it would be a kinder and a gentler Congress. How'd that work out for you? Take a look at them. Dianne Feinstein, she's kinder and gentler, isn't she? Shall I go down the list? We came, we saw, he died. And a laugh, no less. Life means nothing to them. What you have to understand is the communists killed over 100 million people or were directly responsible for the deaths of 100 million people in the last century. So what's four people to the international socialist regimes around the world? What's four people? What's 30 million gun owners to them? They got the FEMA camps, that's all. But anyway, let's stay focused on this so you don't get too freaked out. Yes, it's bigger than Watergate, where nobody died. Yes, there is a clear cover-up by the highest powers in the country. Will it matter to the McDonald's eater and the whatever? I don't know. The press is important, but we have none. We don't no longer have anything in this country other than the internet and some few people here and there in the media. There's one woman who's a Taekwondo expert and a reporter who works for CBS. She's digging into this. They're so upset they may fire her. That's to give you an idea now of what's left in the media. So I don't know. In my day, front page Daily News, New York Post, massive cover-up in Libya, cover-up exposed in deaths. Over and over again, this would have been screaming Godfather-like headlines with pictures, no less, of the dead all over again on the front page. A bloody picture of the ambassador after he'd been mutilated by our friends in Libya, mutilated and dragged through the streets, and allegedly at that time sodomized. That's what they claim. I don't know whether he can override this one. Reagan got stuck in Iran-Contra, Nixon got stuck in Watergate, Clinton got stuck with Lewinsky skirt, Bush got stuck with WMDs in Iraq. Will Obama and Hillary also get stuck in the glue of their own making? I don't know. Those cases were in another time in America, when we still had a semblance of a media. We don't have a semblance anymore. We have only a resemblance, not a semblance. It's the equivalent of a canary as opposed to an eagle. We have canaries in the media right now. We used to have a few eagles flying around. Now we have canaries in the media. Whatever they're told to do, they say. So what am I supposed to do? I'm just a guy sitting here, you know, watching the world go by. I have a poodle and I love elephants. And I'm saying to you that this is how most Americans who are thinking about it see it. I was in a restaurant for lunch alone. I listened to people. There was one table of people talking. They were saying these things. Don't think everybody is that dumb, but there aren't enough of them. Yes, they were older and they were white. That was their crime. They were people who worked all their lives, and they were unfortunately of the Caucasian experience, and that was their problem. And that is maybe the problem. That's why they want to flood the country with people who don't look like them, sound like them, talk like them, or walk like them. Think of what would happen to America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens who don't even speak the language. If you say Benghazi to them, they'd have to translate it. It could mean something like a cow foot in their language. I don't know what Benghazi would translate in their dialect. It could mean something else in another language. They'd laugh at it. As long as the check came in on time, that's all. So let's be realistic about this. You know, if you're here without papers, if you're a visitor to America without papers, what do you think? Who are you going to vote for? The guy who gives you the papers. That's all. And the Constitution is to them a toilet paper. They don't even know what a Constitution is that the great new citizens we're going to get. What Constitution? You think you're talking about? Are you crazy? Constitution. Go ask Rubio what they're going to do for America. It's crazy, the whole thing. So it's a good day and it's a bad day. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. On one hand, we can get inspired by this to see that finally they've been exposed. On the other hand, those of us who know will always know, and those who don't will never. I wrote that when I was 18. Those of us who know will always know, and those who don't will never. I wrote it when I was 17 years old in my journal. What did I mean by it? I meant everything. I knew then there were people who were conscious, and there were people who were not conscious. And that's about it today. And there are varying levels of consciousness, and there are varying levels of non-consciousness. Those of us who know will always know. Those of us who don't will never. Mark that down. It's a Michael Savage original. Let's go to WABC in New York. Jeff, fire away. 30 seconds. Wow, the hour flew on your mind today is what, Jeff?
Yeah, well, you know, you make us think all the time, Dr. Savage, and connecting the dots, I totally agree with your comparisons to organized crime and how the Obama administration covered everything up and they had, you know, Ambassador Stevens basically killed. And I have a client that was an ex-Navy SEAL, and he told me how that Delta Force was definitely there and ready to go, and they were told...
No, that was the report. And by the way, everyone's forgotten this today. All four generals who were involved in that theater were dismissed within 2 weeks of this event. All four of them, including an African-American with 28-year service.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is not a case of protests directed at the United States.
It began spontaneously.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies.
Sparked by this hateful video.
Over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Protests that arose because of the outrage over the video.
They weren't there to demonstrate about some obscure film.
As Leah Panetta said, it was obviously a terrorist attack.
Chris Stevens was the first U.S. ambassador killed in more than 30 years.
He said, it is self-evident that what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack.
In the intelligence community, there are those who within the first 24 hours were saying this was a terrorist attack.
It's either gross incompetence and negligence, or in fact, they are lying.
The president has a big investment in the narrative that not only is Osama dead, but Al-Qaeda is finished.
Bin Laden dead, Al-Qaeda alive.
I was pretty certain and continue to be pretty certain that there are going to be bumps in the road.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
What a difference
a
day makes.
24 little hours.
Little hours.
I think I'll become a crooner. Might be a safer life for me.
The sun and the flies.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from San Francisco, it's Michael Savage, and I just come out and sing. Be a better life. I could at least come out from the shadows. I wouldn't have to walk with my head on rotation, living in obscurity, sleeping in different houses every night. Imagine all I've achieved after living like a fugitive in my own country because of the murderous communists who run everything in this country. It's a shocker. I've gotten used to it, though. It's a way of life. I wouldn't know how to live if I was leading a normal life. I might have to take up golf. Now, you think this is a big deal, and it really is, but it's not going to be a big deal. Because if you look at the Fox News website, I'm going to show you the variety of things they have and in what order. Their lead story is not about Benghazi Gate. The headline is suspect charged in Ohio abductions as victims' families ask for privacy. That story stinks to high heaven. It came out today that the girls who were... They were a couple of times now over the years, they were let out on their own. How come they didn't run away? Something's wrong with the picture. And the hero that they made yesterday, Azidemai McDonald's, him, remember him? The media, oh, wow, look at that. Whew, a food stamper. We can turn him into a hero. He was arrested several times for wife beating. That's how he knew she was wearing a wife beater shirt. So their number one story is the girls. Number two is amnesty, then aid. Lawmakers divided over benefits for Emmys. The third story down, hidden, is Benghazi backlash. And the fourth is Ultimate Freedom. Jody Arias says she prefers death penalty to prison. So I'm going to ask you what the average American is thinking about today. So don't be so sure that just because people died, it's going to be like, the equivalent of Watergate, Iran-Contra, and Monica Gate. I don't know. It should be. It's much bigger. But something tells me, given the fact that we've lost our fourth estate, we're not going to have this happen. That's all. Instead, we'll hear that we'll be regaled with the Cleveland hero for the next 3 days. Maybe like that other, the homeless guy they found and turned out something like that. Or Duck Dynasty guy, some another lowlife they'll dig up from the swamps and put him on Good Morning America. You don't expect to see this all over the news tomorrow. Or perhaps top barbecue tips by Michelle Obama. Or a child hero being brought out by Hillary Clinton tomorrow. I suppose by tomorrow she will be giving us some children somewhere. She always used the children. It's about the children. So tomorrow there'll be something about children somewhere. To save children somewhere. I don't know, in Ethiopia or wherever. Maybe she could reinvent the wheel. She can come up with an invention that she funded through the State Department. But I raised another issue in the last hours. We know that he was running guns from Libya to Syria. That's a given. It's not a supposition. Okay, now let's get serious, boys and girls. Make believe we're in a classroom. My favorite professors were the ones who could start you off with a little lightness and then bring you to the chemistry at hand and then talk about the organic chemistry. So let's talk about the structure of the organic compound that we're actually looking at as opposed to the jokes around the room. Okay, you're focused now, you're relaxed, you're focused in your seats. So let's look at the structure of the organic compound that we're talking about. The organic compound is called cover-up of deaths in Benghazi Gate. That's the organic compound. So what's the shape of the molecule? So you have to find the arms of the molecules to put them together if you know organic chemistry, which I do. So let's start with one of the atoms of this story. And then we're going to put together the molecule called cover-up of Benghazi Gate. So one of the atoms of the story is that there were arms being airlifted from Libya to Syria by Ambassador Stevens. That's one part of the molecule. Okay, now you say, what's a molecule? What the heck is he talking about? Okay, water has a structure. Water has a structure, H2O. We all know that. Let's start with basics. Hydrogen, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Okay, H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and you have water. If you change it to two parts hydrogen, two parts oxygen, change the structure of the item that you're talking about, the compound, and it's no longer water. It's hydrogen peroxide. It changes it completely. So remember, you can convert water into hydrogen peroxide with the addition of one oxygen atom. So be careful how the media starts to put different atoms on the structure here. They're starting it already. They attack those who are telling the truth. They said it's nothing. They said death is part of life. They try to obstruct, obfuscate, cover up, threaten, etc. So they're going to change it by the minute. They're adding atoms to the structure to obfuscate and turn it into something else. It's clearly a cover up, but they want to turn hydrogen peroxide into water. It's a toxic, noxious compound that we are looking at. It's a toxic poison upon the history of America that we are looking at, but they're going to try and turn it into water by changing the story and adding elements that don't exist. So let's look at what does exist. What does exist, arms are being shipped from Libya to Syrian rebels. And this was being done by Ambassador Stevens. That we know, it's a fact, reported by Eric Schmidt, New York Times, at the time. And it was being done with the CIA, Arab governments, and Turkey. So, I mean, they were all helping the rebels, right? And according to air traffic data, the New York Times says, there was an airlift that was running from Libya to the Syrian rebels. And they said the shipments of weapons highlighted the competition for Syria's future between Sunni Muslim states and Iran, the Shiite theocracy that remains Mr. Assad's main ally. Okay, that we know. Secretary of State John Kerry pressed Iraq on Sunday to do more to halt Iranian arms shipments through its airspace, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we know that there were air shipments from Libya to Syria, and the ambassador was clearly involved. It's one of the things he was doing, probably the principal thing. So there were two questions. He was knowingly transferring weapons from Libya to Syrian rebels. What happened? How did it get out of control? Why did the rebels rush in, and why was the embassy left unguarded? Again, if I want to use a movie analogy, if you remember The Godfather, remember when they moved Don Corleone into the hospital and the cops are outside the hospital and the son, Michael Corleone, comes to the hospital to visit his ailing father who was just shot four times by a rival gang? And he gets to the hospital and the guards are gone, and he says to the nurse, "Where are the guards?" And she says, "They just left." And he says to the nurse, "Okay, unhook the tubes, we're moving them." Same story. Again, I live too many crime stories, I admit. My mind is just swirling with crime stories right now, because this is an international story which has elements of a suspense novel. It's why I write A Time for War. I wrote Abuse of Power. I have a very fertile imagination, so perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps you can rely upon more reliable people with less fertile imagination, such as Tom Brokaw, or perhaps they could bring up Dan Rather. If they could resurrect Walter Cronkite, they got the day it's saved. If they could bring him back from the living dead, he can make it go away in 1 minute. He can give you a whole story, a cockamamie story, and 2 seconds you believe that that Nixon did it. The Republicans were behind it. That's it. But unfortunately for them, there is no Cronkenhaus. Walter Cronkenhaus is gone. So the question remains, did they let him get knocked off, or did they just blow it? And then there's a bigger question. Where was the commander-in-chief? That's all. It's simple. I mean, the buck stops here. Let's be clear. You don't like Obama, fine. That's a given. But was he involved? And if he wasn't, that's a bigger problem for him. See, this is a problem he can't get out of. If he wasn't involved, it opens up the question of why wasn't he involved when the embassy was under siege? Well, what's he supposed? He's president. It's one of his guys being overrun. Help, he's screaming. I'm behind enemy lines. They're overrunning me. First rule of military combat is you go to the aid of your men. You send in the cavalry. You send in the air cavalry. You send in the Delta Force. You send in a gunship and you annihilate them around the embassy with a gunship. You can take them out probably in 10 minutes. They could have knocked them out with a gunship. They didn't do any of that. Why? Now, here's something I mentioned last hour that you've all forgotten, that nobody in the media remembers. Nobody. All the geniuses today did a nice job, I guess. I didn't listen. I was eating a lamb shank and beans at a Basque restaurant around 2 o'clock today because I wanted to get my mind off this. So I said, I'll have my one meal of the month or of the week. I feasted on a lamb shank and bought Teddy a sirloin burger, which came first, and I ate half the burger while it was cooling off, which I always do because there was not enough meat on the lamb shank. Nevertheless, I didn't pay any attention to what they were saying, but I'm sure they all covered this story from top to bottom, and everybody had sufficient righteous indignation to get their dander up against Obama, and this is a terrible, blah, 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 and they got you riled up. But they all forgot to mention one thing. I can guarantee you no one mentioned what I said to you at the end of the last hour. All four generals who were involved in this were fired by your commander-in-chief, including, and I was shocked by it at the time, I didn't know the media was that sick, a man who had given 28 years of his life, an African-American general, 28 years of his life, was thrown out, summarily cashiered out of the military by Obama. All four of them were thrown out by none other than Leon Panetta. Why? Because they would have testified and told the truth. See, they took an oath. They took an oath. They were Eagle Scouts. They were great guys. And not one of them could be trusted to lie. So he got rid of them. You want the names of the four generals? That shouldn't be too hard to find. I'll give you one of them, General Hamm, H-A-M-M. Look him up and ask yourself, why were four generals dismissed right after Benghazi? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Hey guys, guess what? Just a little heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and mom wants to look fabulous. Let me tell you, get the woman in your life a brand new head of hair from Ovation Cell Therapy. Its three-step process takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. Think about all the styling mom does, the curling iron, the straighteners, the perms, all of that damages your hair. And there are no products out there that can take your hair back to its healthy state except Ovation. It does it with its three-step process, and you'll feel the difference within the first couple times that you use it. And they have a special offer going on right now. If you go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And don't you forget our call letters, KSFO at checkout, so you get a special introductory discount.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are, so now, how will this affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar May 14th, that's a Tuesday, in Santa Rosa, and again on Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale. Both are at 7 o'clock. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Join us again Tuesday, May 14th, the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
On the next morning show, everything from Benghazi to your favorite craft beer. It's Thirsty Thursday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
What a difference a day made.
Sing it, Dinah. This song goes out to Hillary Clinton, who asked, what difference does it make? This is not Martha Washington singing, it's Dinah. So here's the thing. Everyone did a very good job today, I'm sure. They did the meat and potatoes, but I'm going to give you the gravy right now of Benghazi Gate. Four Major League generals were fired by Obama right after Benghazi Gate because they were Eagle Scouts and they would have told the truth. Four of them were dumped. They were given reasons that were all lies. They were fired by Obama, in my opinion, for wanting to come to the assistance of the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi. Two of them, Rear Admiral Charles Goette and General Carter Ham, were fired by Obama because they wanted to come to the assistance of the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi and were told no. No, so they were thrown out. Now, but there are two others you don't know about. Major General Ralph Baker, commander of the Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa, was fired March 28th, according to a Washington defense official. Okay, so he was in charge of U.S. military operations in East Africa, including some counterterrorism operations. Baker was a two-star general. He appealed the firing, which was ordered by his boss, General Carter Ham, the commanding general of all U.S. military operations across Africa. He was relieved of his duty, right? And then what happened? They fired Carter Ham. It's right out of The Sopranos. In other words, Carter Ham fired him, and then Obama fired Carter Ham. You don't understand. This is so much like a mystery novel, isn't it? I'll let it go with that. I'll hold back a little bit. So, he was fired. General William Kip Ward, the first four-star general to command U.S. military ops in Africa, was demoted for excessive spending from duty at U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM. He lost one star and retired a lieutenant general. He hasn't been heard from. He hasn't been heard from because he doesn't want to lose his pension or, God forbid, lose something else. But they said, oh, he shuttled his wife on shopping sprees. He enjoyed a lavish beachfront trip. He once accepted a defense contractor's gift of going backstage to meet actor Denzel Washington. Oh, really? Really? Compare that to Nancy Pelosi using military jets. Compare that to Leon Panetta flying back and forth during his tenure to Monterey, California. What are you kidding me? And he was an African-American. 28 years of his life given to this country, and they crapped on him. They crapped on him. General Kip Ward, first four-star general command U.S. military ops in Africa, thrown out because he went and saw Denzel Washington backstage, and he took his wife on a shopping trip. Can you believe this? You haven't heard from him, have you? Well, remember these names and mark them down in the Hall of Shame. Four generals. Remember the story now. Four generals fired within a few weeks of Benghazi Gate. General Ralph Baker, gone. General Kip Ward, gone. Rear Admiral Charles Goette and General Carter Ham, fired by Obama because they wanted to come to the assistance of the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi. And some of these men would have testified today. They couldn't have that. They would have said, yes, we were ready to go. Here were the assets we had, your congressman. Yes, congressman, we had... we had helicopters, we had gunships. In fact, we even had naval forces in the area that could have been brought to bear upon the mission. We had special forces in a surrounding country. We had special forces waiting to go. We had the great team that we all know about. Where were they? What are they for? What were they for? Where were the SEALs? Why were they not flown in? Well, where were the others? Where is the Army equivalent of the Navy SEALs? They were ready to go. They were ready to come and, you know, take no hostages. They're ready to save these guys, but they were told, no, stand down. So these four people, which includes three generals and one admiral, were thrown overboard by the commander-in-chief because they wanted to cover it up. So now we're building the molecule called cover-up of Benghazi. So we have now two parts of the structure. We have two of the atoms. One of the atoms is weapons are going from Libya to Syrian rebels. The next piece of the structure is the four generals are fired. That's two pieces of the structure. You need to have taken organic chemistry, no. You could be a prisoner right now who never went to school and you're following the picture, right? We're creating a structure.
Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know to point the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan announced his retirement today, effective immediately for medical reasons. In a statement, Jordan says his decision was difficult but necessary. He says it's been an honor to serve the city of Oakland for 24 years. The investigation continues into a shooting involving an officer near the DMV office in downtown Hayward. It happened around 2 o'clock in the 100 block of Jackson Street. Police shut down a nearby neighborhood as part of the search for the suspect. And Lawrence Livermore Lab administrators are looking for employees willing to take voluntary layoffs. They're hoping 600 workers will be interested in a buyout. Taking a look at the roadways, have troubles on the lower deck right about the S-curve. It's going to be crash in the right lane. Traffic still backed up into San Francisco to Highway 101. Southbound 87 in Santa Teresa and San Jose crashed there. I'm Dave Hawk, South Talk 560 KSFO.
You wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and then helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you own a Lexus? The answer is, now. It's your turn. Because now at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
You wanted it. You got it. Big, easy click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You've heard nothing yet. What you're about to hear, if you're agitated today from the cover-up, which is far bigger than Watergate, with far greater consequences, by the way, you are going to freak out by what I'm about to disclose to you, because we do research on the fly here. We do a job that newsrooms would be proud of. I got to thank Neil and all the other fellas who work so hard during the breaks. I said that three generals and one admiral were dismissed because they wanted to help the ambassador and those being besieged, and they wouldn't have lied during this hearing today. They were thrown out of the military. One of them was an admiral named Charles Goet. Do you want to hear how, on what pretext, Obama fired him? Because you're never going to forget this as long as you live. I'm going to read it to you cold from March when they threw him out. They probably got him in a room and said, are you willing to go before a hearing and dummy up? Are you willing to dummy up and take the fifth, in other words? And he probably said, no. Here's what they did. The Navy on Monday officially disciplined the admiral who had commanded a carrier strike group until being abruptly removed from the position last fall while the vessels patrolled the North Arabian Sea. Rear Admiral Charles M. Goet, who led Carrier Strike Group 3, which included the USS John C. Stennis, which I had been aboard, had been accused of, listen to this now, using profanity in a public setting and making at least two racially insensitive comments, officials familiar with the investigation said. He was cleared of any criminal violations under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the law, but a set of administrative penalties will effectively end his career. So, because he cursed, allegedly cursed, he could have said damn, perhaps, and he made two racially insensitive comments, a man who runs a carrier strike group is not important to the military? No, not if he has to be thrown out because he won't cover up for the commander-in-chief. This man is hollowing out the military to an extent that we may never be able to recover from it. Do you have any idea what it takes to become the commander of a carrier strike group? We're not talking about an ordinary doughboy, so to speak, to use an antiquated phrase. We're not talking about an ordinary seaman, first class. We're not talking about a captain. We're not talking about a pilot, even. Because no one is a rear admiral who runs a carrier strike group unless he is first and foremost first a carrier-based pilot. So he goes from that to the next level, to the next level, then he runs a carrier, then he runs an entire carrier strike group, and the man's in charge of patrolling the North Arabian Sea. Check your geography, and look what they did to him. You didn't hear about this. This is the first you're hearing about it on the Savage Nation. This is the first you're hearing about it. I hope it's not the last. We're putting it up on michaelsavage.com. We gave you the names of the three generals and the one admiral Obama purged like Stalin did. You remember I told you, I don't know if you remember the story, in the 1950s, Stalin purged the generals in Russia. And the Russian military almost never, perhaps never recovered from what Stalin did to his own military. He purged them because the generals were not to be trusted. He feared them. In other words, they had too much integrity. And so he purged them. In those days, they killed them. Here they just fired them and sent them off to the pasture. And they're probably told, you know, get out while the getting is good. You'll get your pension and take a walk. So Charles Goette, who led the carrier strike group 3, which included the USS John C. Stennis, have been accused of using profanity in a public setting and making at least two racially insensitive comments. Well, they threw him out because he wouldn't cover up Benghazi Gate, in my estimation. It's actually getting me sicker as I go on. I was able to cope until now, but I have a soft spot for heroes. And then I can't cope very well. I actually get a little angry and a little sicker than I was doing well. I'm not doing well right now. I need something to get me back on track because I'm going to get very angry in a minute. I don't want to get angry because I'll lose control of my show. Anger is not a good thing in radio. The worst thing in radio is not anger. The worst thing in radio is false righteous indignation, which just is rampant in right-wing talk radio. And you could hear it. It sounds tinny. So there's no need for self-righteous indignation, righteous indignation, or false righteous indignation right now. There's enough here for you to get so pissed off that you finally say, enough is enough, and I want this man tried for treason. I want him impeached for what he did to these generals. Because he lied. He covered up the same way Reagan, Iran-Contra, Nixon with his scandals, Clinton with Monica Lewinsky, and Obama with Benghazi Gate. It's the same generic problem. They lied to the American people. Something is wrong with this picture. That I, a talk show host working in virtual obscurity, oh, sure, I'm on 200 stations. I'm on late at night on the East Coast, and I've basically been dismissed by most people in media as a crackpot, even though I've written 28 books and I can run rings around 50 of them at one time. Take 50 of these reporters and put them in one room, I could put them in their place. It doesn't matter to me. But I've been dismissed. I'm marginalized even by the fraudulent operatives on the Republican side. I could care less about them. I don't care what they say about me. Because when you're the lead dog, all they do is see you behind. That's why they keep talking about me. Because they have to look at my tail and my behind, that's all. That's why they yap at my hindquarters. So pay no attention to the hysterics who are running behind me in the sled here. I'm telling you right now that I have just blown the lid off Benghazi Gate. If you will remember what I said to you today, and you keep spreading it around America, that three generals and a heroic admiral were purged by Obama because they were going to let the truth come out. How much longer can this country take this purging of the military? This is a cover-up of the highest order. It stinks to high heaven. This is something of an international level. No sane nation can tolerate such chicanery from an administration and survive. It's impossible. I'm putting it up on michaelsavage.com because it's public information. No one's put it in one place till now. I'm going to send it over, this new one on Charles Goette and why he was fired, to Art Moore, who is posting the story, by the way, on michaelsavage.com, of the three generals and the admiral. But now you're going to get the story of one of them. I don't know if it's up yet, but it will be up by the end of the day. It's out of my hands. Are you ready for what Obama's doing now? He's at dinner. He is actually, dinner is over now. He was at the Jefferson Hotel on 16th Street Northwest where the dinner took place. House Demon Cats discussed a range of issues tonight, including the economy, granting amnesty to 50 million illegal aliens, seizing guns, and the ongoing investigation in the Islamist bombing in Boston over dinner with President Barack Obama on Wednesday night. Steny Hoyer was there, and eight other Demon Cats attended the dinner, which lasted nearly 2.5 hours, included Minority Leader Nancy Big Hammer Pelosi, James the Lip Clyburn, Joe the Nose Crowley, Chris the Fibber Van Hollen, Representative Rosa, you can't believe it, DeLauro, Representative Rob, I'll tell you a lie, Andrews, and Representative Steve Vicious Israel. That's like Sid Vicious. Steve Israel is like the Sid Vicious of the group. And finally, Representative Mike, the cover-up artist, Democrat California. All of them declined to go into specifics about what was discussed at the meeting. Representative Xavier Becerra, Democrat California, was also invited to dinner, was unable to attend because of a bipartisan immigration meeting. They got pushed back, blah, blah, blah. So the Democrats did not discuss Benghazi Gate, nor the firing of the generals, nor the outrage being raged across America, but they talked about how to seize guns, according to White House pool reports. And Crowley added that he felt positive leaving the dinner. It was a very good conversation, Crowley said. I hope that something happens with guns. The country needs it. I hope something happens with presidents. The country needs that more. This shows you your government at work. And, of course, most in America, those who are eating their McDonald's and counting their food stamps and seeing if they could trade them for drugs, don't even know what Benghazi is. They have no idea. They have never heard of it. They wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Say Benghazi. They'd have to break it into syllables. Benghazi? Benghazi. Benghazi. I don't know what you're talking about, man. What do you mean Benghazi? What's that? What you talking about? What's that Republican lie? Benghazi? What's that, something to do with gauze? Or what? Gauzy? Gauzy? You saying the president looks like he's wearing gauze? Ben who? Ben what? They don't know what you're talking about. The problem is everyone votes in America, even people who are not citizens. There's your problem in a nutshell. But it's not enough for them. Now they want 30 million more who can vote who are not citizens and don't speak English. No speaker to English, no problemo. No problemo. Put your thumbprint here. Okay, look, I've said enough. Believe me, I've said enough. And believe me, what I've said tonight is going to have a few ripples around America, because people are going to say, okay, I heard it all today, blah, blah, blah. But you didn't hear that three generals and one admiral were fired shortly after Benghazi because they wouldn't dummy up on Benghazi Gate. I don't know how much longer this country can take of the purge of the military. I don't know how much longer we can take of Obama and Hillary Clinton funding Islamist regimes around the world. I don't know how much longer we can take of a corrupt administration that wants to flood America with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that will sink the country forever into a third world morass that we will never, ever come out from. Ever. If you want a picture of what America will look like if this happens, go visit Tijuana. Go visit Tijuana, because that's the future of America if you let this happen. No, they're not going to come here and move up the scale, believe me. I'll tell you something about America. Unfortunately, the lowest common denominator generally pulls the country down. It doesn't lift it up. It happens in a schoolroom, and it happens in a country. This is not like your father and mother coming here who want to learn English and want to salute the flag. Are you kidding me? One of the plans in the immigration plan is they must learn English. And who's going to enforce that? Janet Napolitano, while she's counting her bullets like a Midas counted his gold coins? She's there counting her hollow point bullets. She's going to enforce that they must speak English? What, are they going to hire people to go out to the house and knock on a door and ask them to pass a test in English? Yeah, it's your government at work. It's the same government that fired the three generals and one admiral. It's the same government that said drop dead when Ambassador Stevens was screaming for his life. It's like a girl being raped in the street, screaming on a telephone to 9/11, and the police don't show up. You wouldn't hear the end of that, would you? All we heard about in Cleveland was the police failed, the police failed, the police failed, the police failed. The very same vermin in the media who keep saying the police failed the girls in Cleveland, they're not saying that the administration failed Ambassador Stevens and those who died trying to protect them, are they? They were calling 911. They called for backup. They asked for the cavalry. They asked for air support. They said, get us the hell out of here. Send in the cavalry. Send in a gunship. Send in the Delta Force. And you know what they got back? Obama's at dinner. They didn't even get that back. They got, they got an answer tone. They got a dial tone. That's what they got from your commander-in-chief, who tonight, instead of going before the American people saying, I'm ashamed to tell you, that by what I heard today, I mean, he could push this aside. If the man had a scintilla of integrity, if he had an ounce of integrity in that entire body of his, he wouldn't have been at dinner tonight. He would have gone before the American people and said, I have watched these hearings and I'm as appalled as you are. I'm going to get to the bottom of who failed our brave ambassador and the people around him. And believe me, when I find out, they will pay for it. But he didn't say that, did he? Because he's commander-in-chief. He is commander-in-chief. And on that kind note, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to call the Savage Nation. But unfortunately, you are so heated up by this, you can't get into the show tonight. Because it's gotten worse as the night has rolled on. I told you many times that when I started later at night, it was the hardest thing I ever did in my life, the transition from afternoon drive to evening. Okay? But it's not the last stop. This is not the last stop in the Savage train on radio, I can guarantee you. Okay? There's another station. There's another station of the cross. Let's put it to you that way. this was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And then I learned something. I found out that because I had the last word in talk radio, I had a chance to find things out that no one else did. Did anyone else today divulge to you that there were three generals and an admiral who were purged by Stalin Obama because they wouldn't dummy up on Benghazi Gate? Think about it. And now you'll understand why I'm the last word in talk radio. I'll be right back.
Joy. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. We're asking two questions, and I guess you have to answer these. Aaron Klein has written some very important articles. Hillary perjured herself on Benghazi. More of her testimony called into question. And then there was the Hillary Clinton snagged in Benghazi cover-up. I think that's the latest one on WorldNet Daily. I think that's the latest one. As media report, President of the U.S. played a central role in Army Syrian rebels. Okay, we said that, Army Syrian rebels, right? New questions now emerge about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's involvement in a controversial scheme. The questions prompt a second look at the perplexing security decision, blah, blah, blah. So Hillary was arming the rebels in Syria with weapons from Libya. She armed the Islamists in Egypt. She armed the Islamists in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. What is she up to? What is she doing, and why is she doing it? Why is Hillary Clinton arming Islamists and overthrowing Stalinists? Now, I don't like Stalinists, but on the other hand, sometimes you have to take a make a choice between one devil and the other. I believe we can do business with Stalinists since we have most of them in the Democrat Party. It's like cures like. The Democrat Party consists of Stalinists, so at least we can get along with other Stalinists because they understand how they operate. So far as I know, we don't have too many Islamists yet in the Democrat Party, although I predict that will soon change. Expect headscarves and burkas on the part of the Democrat senators and congresswomen. I wouldn't be surprised within a year or two they'll start dressed. They should have dressed in them a long time ago, by the way. I'm not trying to turn it into a Catskill Mountain show, but I will if I have to. Kill me, give me freedom, says Jody Arias. Oh, she's the victim again. Shot the guy, cut his throat, and stabbed him around 25 times. She's the victim. What difference does it make? What a difference a day makes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It makes a difference to those of us who pay taxes. It certainly doesn't make a difference to those who are eating their McDonald's while women were being raped for 10 years across the street and they knew nothing about it. They don't even know what we're talking about. If you say Benghazi to them, they think it's a liniment for muscle aches called Bengay. They have no idea what Benghazi is. They don't watch World War II movies about the desert fox. But Benghazi, they think it's a liniment for an aching muscle. So I could see already we're in trouble here because no one cares. You don't care about it, I'll move on. I'll give you a recipe for cardiology if you wish. I know you care. If you care to comment on this scandal, the phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. You've heard everything today. You heard every possible opinion except what you're about to hear. And that is this. Did the Obama administration sacrifice Ambassador Stevens? In other words, we know that it was not over a videotape that was produced by someone. That's the big lie of Hillary. We know that. And that's why Susan Rice Aroney is on a trolley car somewhere in San Francisco instead of our Secretary of State. That's why Susan Rice Aroney was given the one-way ticket to Palookaville, because she lied and she got caught with that. So they threw her to the wolves. But did they throw Ambassador Stevens to the wolves? And if so, why would they do that? Now, we know he was knowingly transferring weapons from Libya to Syrian rebels. Did I make that up? Is that a right-wing conspiracy? Well, it was in the New York Times. Oh, yeah. You missed that story? Yeah, it was written by the New York Times. The right-wing New York Times said arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. It was written by C.J. Chivers and Eric Schmidt. And I want to thank my good friend Art Moore at WorldNet Daily for sending that to me today because I asked about this. The airlift of weapons from Libya to the Syrian rebels, who we now know are al-Qaeda, was being handled by Ambassador Stevens. He was knowingly, he was sent there. He was sent there for numerous reasons, one of which we know was to transfer weapons out of Libya into the hands of the rebels in Syria. Okay? And it continued intermittently over a long period of time with the help from the CIA and Arab governments and Turkey, by the way, who are all sending money, weapons, to arms and equipment for the uprising against President al-Assad. Yes. Okay. So that's a given. All right. We all agree on that, that Stevens was there transferring weapons to the Syrian rebels. Now, what I'm about to ask is simply a suppositional question. Did they terminate Stevens to cover this up? In other words, did they let him die knowing that he would know what was going on and they didn't think it was good for the world to really hear the ins and outs of it? And did they whack him as you would? See, I watch too much television, I admit. I'm a student of gangster movies. I admit that. I admit that I write suspense novels. And I admit that I have a too fertile imagination, which is a danger in a fake democracy. Fake imaginations are very popular amongst Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. If you have an imagination that runs within the parameters of the square world that Spielberg lives in, you go to the head of the class and get invited to the White House. If, on the other hand, your imagination tends to roam outside the square box of Spielberg, you put yourself in a lot of hot water. But at this point, although I don't like the heat, I can handle it. So I'm asking you again. I watch too many gangster movies, and I notice that if someone is sent to do some dirty work for a gang, they usually terminate him after he does the dirty work, so there's no link back to those who gave the orders. I guess I've watched too many editions of The Sopranos. They send someone to do some, you know, bad thing, and then they whack him. I mean, this is how it would be done in a novel, not in real in the real world. It's not done in the real world. This would never be done by legitimate people wearing suits and ties. It would never be done by people who don't have vowels after their last name. You understand that. It couldn't happen. Anyone whose name ends in a diphthong could never order such a thing. I mean, if it ended in a vowel, maybe. A-E-I-O-U, then perhaps you could expect that that would happen, but not if it ends, you know, in something like an N, right? I mean, it couldn't happen. And the fact of the matter is, I'm asking you a question. And the main question is simple. Do you think they terminated Ambassador Stevens? They let him die. They threw him to the wolves. And why would they do that? Does it make a difference to you and why? Did they terminate Ambassador Stevens? Will Hillary and Obama be able to free themselves from their lies? I actually think, we'll start with the last question first. I think Hillary and Obama will be able to free themselves from their lies. There'll be no ramifications. It will be forgotten. Because there is such a blasé state of mind in America amongst the non-taxpayers and amongst the government workers and certainly amongst the stenographers who call themselves whatever, media, I don't know what they call them, reporters, you know. Now, it's interesting to me. I've been following the Jody Arias trial to do a jump skip. It's interesting to me that the verdict came down the same day that the verdict came down on Hillary Clinton. Isn't that odd? You wouldn't say that the Jody Arias verdict came down at an odd time, the same day that this came down? Tell me what the average Obama voter is paying attention to today. Jody Arias or Hillary Clinton? So do I have to answer that question for you? Of course you know the answer. There are so many things in this country that seem to happen not by chance that I have to ask that question. Look, you know, here's my problem. My problem is I see all. Now, I don't say that everything I see is correct, only about 99.9%. Remember I talked about Cleveland yesterday and I said there's something fishy about the story with the hero, the Cleveland hero, who said, I'm eating my McDonald's and I hear this white make a noise and I kicked in the door. All right. Came out Cleveland hero was a repeat domestic abuser. Batted his wife, did prison time for three. That's what we know today about the hero. The media, oh, look at that, a hero. Obama voter. Food stamps, McDonald's, but he's a hero. Save the girls. I mean, he was barbecuing with the guys who did it. And I'm supposed to believe it's the first time he heard someone screaming. That was common sense yesterday. So now let's jump skip together to Benghazi and try to smell the picture. A, it's bigger than Watergate where nobody died. Yes, there is a cover-up, too. Number three, there's good evidence that Stevens was let to die. He was thrown to the wolves. They had the calls. They had the assets in place, as far as I remember reading at the time. They had assets in Italy, I believe in Sicily, or Corsica, if I remember correctly, ready to fly. They could have been there in 6 to 8 hours. They were calling for air support, and they didn't get it. They were told to stand down. Now, who told them to stand down? Well, excuse me, it was the commander-in-chief, wouldn't it be? I mean, he took credit for killing Osama bin Laden. Give credit where credit is due. As commander-in-chief, he said yesterday, I follow through on what I say I'm going to do. So we have to assume that the commander-in-chief is the one who gave the order to stand down. That's all. They were asked. They were screaming, please help me. And he was busy with whatever. Or, hey, let's not watch The Sopranos too many times on the repeat channel. You know, the sporting goods analogy keeps getting to me where they empty out the store and sell off the credit. And then they send someone out to do some dirty work. The next scene, the guy who did the dirty work gets taken out. So there's no trail. This is how I would write it in a novel. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would, and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to OvationHair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Diamonds. The Jewelry Exchange has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1 carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and 1/2 carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, 1/2 carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5 carat studs are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy Factory Direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
How will the new economic policies affect us? Listen, we already know this year is going to cost us a little more than last year. I want you to join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, May 14th in Santa Rosa or Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for your retirement? Join us Tuesday, May 14th at the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
On the next morning show, everything from Benghazi to your favorite craft beer. It's Thirsty Thursday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Let's think about something that I said very recently, 2 years ago now, in a eulogy for a relative. I said, death is a part of life. But
oh, that's brilliant.
So often I got it. And
there's a cover. Death is a part of life. Well, there's the answer. That's Elijah Cummings, a sterling example of humanity, saying that death is a part of life, therefore pay no attention to it. That's of great comfort to the parents of Ambassador Stevens and the military personnel who died and the other staffers. You know, death is a part of life. Hey, what the heck? You know, suck it up, buddy.
What difference at this point does it make?
Right, right. It's just buzzard food. I mean, suck it up, buddy. You're working for the gov. I mean, you're overseas. You had your fun. If you don't want to, you know, do the time, don't do the crime. I mean, what can I say? By the way, here's the one question of the day. Who is the commander-in-chief of the United States of America? It's not Hillary Clinton. It's Barack Obama. He told us yesterday when he warned people in the Middle East when they were complaining he didn't do anything in Syria, which I agree with, by the way. He said, hey, I think people know that I do what I say. I'm the commander-in-chief who knocked out Osama bin Laden. So hail to the chief. But where was the commander-in-chief in all of this? Where was he? He wasn't around when the calls were coming in for air cover, sending SEALs, sending a Delta Force, sending anything. Where was he? Where was Obama that night? What do the White House logs have to be looked at? Where was he? Commander-in-chief, someone would have gone to him and said, hey, man, there's a problem over there. Forget, what are you going to say? Forget about it? So where was the commander-in-chief is the question. What are they asking stupid questions about everybody? Every idiot there. What is the difference what this one says, that one says? The one question is, where was the commander-in-chief? Maybe he wasn't around. He could have been busy raising money. He could have been on an overseas mission, a vacation. He could have been taking instructions from Harvey Weinstein about how to comport himself. I don't know where he was, but where was he? John, welcome to the Savage Nation. Do you think they threw him to the wolves? Let's put it that way.
No. And I care, Michael, I want to tell you, I care. Chalk me up in the I care column. I think that brings it up to about 7. There's me, you, and the 2 witnesses, 2 senators, and the lady that called before the break. So that's 7.
7 who do care. 7 Americans who do care. But certainly not the people who are eating their McDonald's and getting a food stamp.
Absolutely not. And 20 people or so know, but of course, what does it matter at this point? But the point
is... that's right. Where there is no righteousness, be a righteous man. That's the statement out of the Bible.
That's exactly right. And listen, yeah, I like your analogy with the Sopranos, and to take that, if Obama's Tony Soprano, no, he didn't put a hit out on this guy. He was just a capo doing his job. As a matter of fact, the guys that killed him were going to get the guns anyway. They just didn't really know that. But
So why did they let him die?
Well, they didn't actually put the hit out on him. But when things started going bad, they had to let him go because it would get too sticky and politically and for what was going on. If your theory is right about the guns, they had to. they had to.
No, wait a minute. It's not my theory. I want to reiterate. It is not Michael's theory about guns going from Syria. From Libya to Syria. This is stated in the Holy Grail, the New York Times, by Eric Schmidt. And I'll read it. Arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. It's in the New York Times at the time that the cargo flights were flying in from Libya over to Syria. So I'm not making that up.
No, you're not. That's absolutely true. And he was doing the bidding of the establishment or the administration.
What is an ambassador? Let's start with what an ambassador does. He's a representative of the U.S. government. In essence, he does what the government tells him to do. They're not independent thinkers. They're largely academics who get lucky or whatever, and they get appointed, or if they buy their position, they get appointed for the social elements. But a guy like him was probably a lifer, probably a very good lifer, and he did what he was told to do. So what was he told to do? He was told, get the weapons out of the hands of those in Libya and send them to Syria, because we see an emerging threat in Syria. We want them on the side against Assad. Okay, so that's a given. Now, he was deeply involved in that. So why did they let him die?
That's a good question. Why would they not go to his rescue when they obviously could? Why would Obama go a denial, just put himself out of the way of danger of knowing anything about it and getting on with his business the next day? He certainly just made sure that he could say, I didn't know anything about it.
I'm going to say something that, again, a novelist would say this, not me. So think of it only as a man with a too vivid imagination, which, as you well know, is a grave threat to the social order in every society, especially one as dictatorial as ours has become under Obama. Do you think there's a possibility that Libya had chemical weapons and Stevens was transferring them to the rebels?
That's absolutely a possibility.
So, in other words, there could have been a dual reason here, and one of the reasons, which may have been, by the way, wise on the part of the Obama administration, let's not make everything as evil as it appears. That's too easy to do with these people, given their track record. But let's say they were afraid that let's assume there were chemical weapons in Gaddafi's hands, just for a moment, a small supply, whatever. And they saw the country falling apart. They were terrified that these chemical weapons would fall into the hands of the Islamists who were swarming into Libya, right? So they wanted them out of there. They didn't know who to send them to. So they sent them, they were going to send them to the rebels in Syria, thinking that they would be less of a threat than the rebels in Libya. Maybe at that time there wasn't a big al-Qaeda presence in the rebellion. I don't know. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely.
So should I be condemned for asking the question in a free society?
No, because it's all clandestine, what they're doing, and Madam Clinton getting involved over there, and what alliances they're making.
And by the way, I like the CIA. I'm one of the few people in America who likes the CIA because I value my life. So I'm a big supporter of the CIA. Whatever they do is good. I hope you understand when I say things with tongue and eye.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. The federal government is suing Berkeley's largest medical marijuana outlet with the goal of seizing the property from its landlord. The suit accuses Berkeley Patients Group of breaking federal drug laws by allowing the sale of marijuana.
A popular Oakland restaurant is closed and its future cloudy after it was gutted by fire early today. Officials say the fire at the Merritt Bakery and Restaurant on East 18th Street started in a ground floor storage room and spread to second floor offices. No one was injured, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Taking a look at the roadways, have a high wind advisory still for the San Mateo Bridge. Other than that, the only action that's going to be down in the Gilroy area, eastbound 152 at Ferguson, creating a little bit of a delay there. A Brokaw Road at Jackson Junction Avenue in San Jose have a crash there, partially blocking lanes. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
We all agree that It's a Small World is just a stupid ride.
True. Unless it's 90 degrees outside and you have to breastfeed your baby.
All of the years I've been going to Disneyland, I can guarantee you I did not make out with anyone in It's a Small World.
Yeah. Well, let's go make out on It's a Small World. No, I'm going to go hang myself, rather.
Yeah, I'd rather poke my eyes out with straws from the vending machine.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and then helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is not a case of protests directed at the United States.
It began spontaneously.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies.
Sparked by this hateful video.
Over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Protests that arose because of the outrage over the video.
They weren't there to demonstrate about some obscure film.
As Leah Panetta said, it was obviously a terrorist attack.
Chris Stevens was the first U.S. ambassador killed in more than 30 years.
He said, it is self-evident that what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack.
In the intelligence community, there are those who within the first 24 hours were saying that this was a terrorist attack.
It's either gross incompetence and negligence, or in fact, they are lying.
The president has a big investment in the narrative that not only is Osama dead, but Al-Qaeda is finished.
Bin Laden dead, Al-Qaeda alive.
I was pretty certain and continue to be pretty certain that there are going to be bumps in the road.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans?
What difference at this point does it make?
What a difference
a day makes. 24 little hours.
Little hours.
I think I'll become a crooner. It might be a safer life for me.
The sun and the flowers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from San Francisco, it's Michael Savage. And I just come out and sing. Be a better life. I could at least come out from the shadows. I wouldn't have to walk with my head on rotation, living in obscurity, sleeping in different houses every night. Imagine all I've achieved. I have to live like a fugitive in my own country because of the murderous communists who run everything in this country. It's a shocker. I've gotten used to it, though. It's a way of life. I wouldn't know how to live if I was leading a normal life. I might have to take up golf. Now, you think this is a big deal, and it really is, but it's not going to be a big deal, because if you look at the Fox News website, I'm going to show you the variety of things they have and in what order. Their lead story is not about Benghazi Gate. The headline is suspect charged in Ohio abductions as victims' families ask for privacy. That story stinks to high heaven. So their number one story is the girls. Number two is amnesty, then aid. Lawmakers divided over benefits for Emmys. The third story down, hidden, is Benghazi backlash. And the fourth is ultimate freedom. Jody Arias says she prefers death penalty to prison. So I'm going to ask you what the average American is thinking about today. So don't be so sure that just because people died, it's going to be like, the equivalent of Watergate, Iran-Contra, and Monica Gate. I don't know. It should be. It's much bigger. But something tells me, given the fact that we've lost our fourth estate, we're not going to have this happen. That's all. Instead, we'll be regaled with the Cleveland hero for the next 3 days. You don't expect to see this all over the news tomorrow. Or perhaps top barbecue tips by Michelle Obama. Or a child hero being brought out by Hillary Clinton tomorrow. I suppose by tomorrow she will be giving us some children somewhere. She always used the children. It's about the children. So tomorrow there'll be something about children somewhere. To save children somewhere. I don't know, in Ethiopia or wherever. Maybe she could reinvent the wheel. She can come up with an invention that she funded through the State Department. But I raised another issue. We know that he was running guns from Libya to Syria. That's a given. It's not a supposition. Okay, now let's get serious, boys and girls. Make believe we're in a classroom. My favorite professors were the ones who could start you off with a little lightness and then bring you to the chemistry at hand and then talk about the organic chemistry. So let's talk about the structure of the organic compound that we're actually looking at as opposed to the jokes around the room. Okay, you're focused now, you're relaxed, you're focused in your seats. So let's look at the structure of the organic compound that we're talking about. The organic compound is called cover-up of deaths in Benghazi Gate. That's the organic compound. So what's the shape of the molecule? So you have to find the arms of the molecules to put them together if you know organic chemistry, which I do. So let's start with one of the atoms of this story. And then we're going to put together the molecule called cover-up of Benghazi Gate. So one of the atoms of this story is that there were arms being airlifted from Libya to Syria by Ambassador Stevens. That's one part of the molecule. Okay, now you say, what's a molecule? What the heck is he talking about? Okay, water has a structure. Water has a structure, H2O. We all know that. Let's start with basics. Hydrogen, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Okay, H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and you have water. If you change it to two parts hydrogen, two parts oxygen, change the structure of the item that you're talking about, the compound, then it's no longer water. It's hydrogen peroxide. It changes it completely. So remember, you can convert water into hydrogen peroxide with the addition of one oxygen atom. So be careful how the media starts to put different atoms on the structure here. They're starting it already. They attack those who are telling the truth. They said it's nothing. They said death is part of life. They try to obstruct, obfuscate, cover up, threaten, etc. So they're going to change it by the minute. They're adding atoms to the structure to obfuscate and turn it into something else. It's clearly a cover up, but they want to turn hydrogen peroxide into water. It's a toxic, noxious compound that we are looking at. It's a toxic poison upon the history of America. That we are looking at, but they're going to try and turn it into water. by changing the story and adding elements that don't exist. So let's look at what does exist. What does exist, arms are being shipped from Libya to Syrian rebels. And this was being done by Ambassador Stevens. That we know, it's a fact, reported by Eric Schmidt, New York Times, at the time. And it was being done with the CIA, Arab governments, and Turkey. So, I mean, they were all helping the rebels, right? And according to air traffic data, the New York Times says, there was an airlift that was running from Libya to the Syrian rebels. And they said the shipments of weapons highlighted the competition for Syria's future between Sunni Muslim states and Iran, the Shiite theocracy that remains Mr. Assad's main ally. Okay, that we know. Secretary of State John Kerry pressed Iraq on Sunday to do more to halt Iranian arms shipments through its airspace, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we know that there were air shipments from Libya to Syria, and the ambassador was clearly involved. That's one of the things he was doing, probably the principal thing. So there were two questions. He was knowingly transferring weapons from Libya to Syrian rebels. What happened? What happened? How did it get out of control? Why did the rebels rush in, and why was the embassy left unguarded? Again, if I want to use a movie analogy, if you remember The Godfather, remember when they moved Don Corleone into the hospital and the cops are outside the hospital and the son, Michael Corleone, comes to the hospital to visit his ailing father who was just shot four times by a rival gang? And he gets to the hospital and the guards are gone, and he says to the nurse, "Where are the guards?" She says, "They just left." And he says to the nurse, "Okay, unhook the tubes, we're moving them." Same story. Again, I live too many crime stories, I admit. My mind is just swirling with crime stories right now, because this is an international story which has elements of a suspense novel. It's why I write A Time for War. I wrote Abuse of Power. I have a very fertile imagination, so perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps you can rely upon more reliable people with less fertile imagination, such as Tom Brokaw, or perhaps they can bring up Dan Rather. If they could resurrect Walter Cronkite, they got the day it's saved. If they could bring him back from the living dead, he can make it go away in 1 minute. He can give you a whole story, a cockamamie story, and 2 seconds you believe that that Nixon did it. The Republicans were behind it. That's it. But unfortunately for them, there is no Cronkenhaus. Walter Cronkenhaus is gone. So the question remains, did they let him get knocked off, or did they just blow it? Cindy on KSFO, thanks for calling. The women are on to this. The men are asleep at the switch. Cindy, why did they knock off Stevens?
Yeah, you asked if we care. Does anyone care about poor Ambassador Stevens? Yes, hell yes, we care. I care. My husband cares. Everybody I know cares. And no one believes that he wasn't killed on purpose. We all think it's a cover-up. But the point is, we don't count, you know?
Well, wait, hold on now. Why do you think they would have let him die, that they would let the ambassador, the embassy be overrun? Why did they want him gone?
Because whatever they were doing was so illegal with the guns or whatever. And the thing is, we hope...
Okay, so the gun running, which was reported in the New York Times, I have to keep repeating, we're not making this up. I realize many of you are brain dead and don't understand that I build much of my evidentiary statements on evidence. Eric Schmidt, a big wig at the New York Times, a very big wig. Think of a big wig, very high wig. Think of a very big Tory from 1843. Arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. This is right out of the Contra hearings. It's the same exact thing, only the Democrats are doing. Remember what happened when the guns were being run by the Republicans, the Contra thing? How many people lost their jobs and went to jail over that? So now we have a very similar story here to the Contra deal, right or wrong? Only I could remember Contras. And I'm not trying to be contrary by bringing up the Contras. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Where was the commander-in-chief at the time of these happenings? He took credit, rightly so, for issuing the order. I've seen one. Every night that I turn on the TV on the upper channels, there's Obama sitting there in the command position. All right, go get him. Even though he came and looked like a child after it was all over with Osama bin Laden. The chair was empty till I brought him in. They found him somewhere and brought him in, sat him down for the picture. I don't think he did it. I think the generals did it. Then they brought him in and he sat there. He looked shocked, like in a jumpsuit. But then they made a whole movie out of it. All right, I suspect we have to. Suddenly he was General MacArthur from the streets of Chicago. He was General MacArthur already. All right, so give him credit. He got Osama bin Laden. He's commander-in-chief. Well, I mean, it's just pluses and minuses. You lose some and you win some. I think that he made a mistake here. So at least he should admit it. See, I think that he should get in front of this now. He'll never do it. It's not in his nature, in my opinion. I think the smart thing for him to do to maintain his credibility would be to come out and say, I've watched these hearings. I am deeply disturbed by what appears to be a cover-up by some people in the administration. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but I want you to know that I was not involved in this directly because at that time I was out to dinner with Harvey Weinstein planning a movie about my life. Whatever. But he has to come out now and say he had nothing to do with it. He can't just hide. He cannot hide in his... See, he's going to make a mistake now. He's going to do a Nixon. He's going to do a Nixon, and he's going to say, if I don't say anything, this will blow over because most Americans have a short attention span. Let's see. We just had the trial for Jody Arias. We made sure that the judgment came in on the same day. How'd that happen? I'm very suspicious about that. I was watching the trial. The same moment that Benghazi gate gets blown up, Jody Arias' verdict gets read? It can't be. It's impossible. They couldn't get to the jurors. It's impossible. They'll come up with it. So that's crazy. That's truly coincidental. That's synergy. I mean, that's impossible that they got to the jurors and said, come up with it. So let's not be crazy altogether here. But it's amazing when you think about it. What a story that is, and it's going to wipe this away in the minds of the Obamaites. They're going to say, look, most of our voters are going to pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, the McDonald's eaters, the Oprah watchers are going to. So they're not going to pay any attention to Benghazi gate. But those of us who are conscious and pay taxes, I would say anybody who went past the seventh grade, who has the mildest curiosity about their government at work, is going to say, what is this thing with Benghazi? You know, what is it all about? Well, let's see, four people died. The story is this. They were calling for help. They were begging for help. They weren't given the help. Somebody in the Obama administration said, no, we're not sending the Delta Force, who could have come in there and rescued them and easily fought off the so-called rebels. They could have beaten them back with a gunship. You know, the little we know about it. You know what a gunship could have done to the rebels surrounding that embassy? You could have wiped them off the planet. And then they could have rappelled down and got them out of there. They've done it before. Why didn't they do it? If the Israelis could have rescued people at Entebbe surrounded by an army, how could they not have saved these people? So, okay, so they let him die. Or they just blew it. That's all. They didn't let him die. They didn't act. They freaked out and didn't act. Whatever the reason is, there's a problem here for the administration. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
On the next morning show, everything from Benghazi to your favorite craft beer. It's Thirsty Thursday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Nobody in the media remembers. Nobody. All the geniuses today did a nice job, I guess. I didn't listen. I was eating a lamb shank and beans at a Basque restaurant around 2 o'clock today because I wanted to get my mind off this. So I said, I'll have my one meal of the month or of the week. I feasted on a lamb shank and bought Teddy a sirloin burger, which came first, and I ate half the burger while it was cooling off, which I always do because there was not enough meat on the lamb shank. Nevertheless, I didn't pay any attention to what they were saying, but I'm sure they all covered this story from top to bottom, and everybody had sufficient righteous indignation to get their dander up against Obama, and this is a terrible, blah, 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 and they got you riled up. But they all forgot to mention one thing. I can guarantee you no one mentioned what I said to you at the end of the last hour. All four generals who were involved in this were fired by your commander-in-chief, including, and I was shocked by it at the time, I didn't know the media was that sick, a man who had given 28 years of his life, an African-American general, 28 years of his life, was thrown out, summarily cashiered out of the military by Obama. All four of them were thrown out by none other than Leon Panetta. Why? Because they would have testified and told the truth. See, they took an oath. They took an oath. They were Eagle Scouts. They were great guys. And not one of them could be trusted to lie. So he got rid of them. You want the names of the four generals? That shouldn't be too hard to find. I'll give you one of them, General Hamm, H-A-M-M. Look him up and ask yourself why were four generals dismissed right after Benghazi. Four Major League generals were fired by Obama right after Benghazi Gate because they were Eagle Scouts and they would have told the truth. Four of them were dumped. They were given reasons that were all lies. They were fired by Obama, in my opinion, for wanting to come to the assistance of the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi. Two of them, Rear Admiral Charles Goette and General Carter Hamm, were fired by Obama because they wanted to come to the assistance of the beleaguered U.S. missions in Benghazi and were told no. No, so they were thrown out. Now, but there are two others you don't know about. Major General Ralph Baker, commander of the Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa, was fired March 28th, according to a Washington defense official. Okay, so he was in charge of U.S. military operations in East Africa, including some counterterrorism operations. Baker was a two-star general. He appealed the firing, which was ordered by his boss, General Carter Hamm, the commanding general of all U.S. military operations across Africa. He was relieved of his duty, right? And then what happened? They fired Carter Hamm. It's right out of The Sopranos. In other words, Carter Hamm fired him, and then Obama fired Carter Hamm. You don't understand. This is so much like a mystery novel, isn't it? I'll let it go with that. I'll hold back a little bit. He was fired. General William Kip Ward, the first four-star general to command U.S. military ops in Africa, was demoted for excessive spending from duty at U.S. Africa Command, AFRICOM. He lost one star and retired to lieutenant general. He hasn't been heard from. He hasn't been heard from because he doesn't want to lose his pension or, God forbid, lose something else. But they said, oh, he shuttled his wife on shopping sprees. He enjoyed a lavish beachfront trip. He once accepted a defense contractor's gift of going backstage to meet actor Denzel Washington. Oh, really? Really? Compare that to Nancy Pelosi using military jets. Compare that to Leon Panetta flying back and forth during his tenure to Monterey, California. What are you kidding me? And he was an African American. 28 years of his life given to this country, and they crapped on him. They crapped on him. General Kip Ward, first four-star general to command U.S. military ops in Africa, thrown out because he went and saw Denzel Washington backstage. Four generals. Remember the story now. Four generals fired within a few weeks of Benghazi Gate.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.